Chapter 17. A Peek at the Puppyverse. Another transition. Before we meet Gabriel Redborn's character, attorney Edwin Puppy, in real life, i.e. Dry Creek Gulch, we're going to share some of Puppy for the Defense right here so you'll have a sense of who exactly we're dealing with. Further chapters, or episodes if it's a streaming show, will doubtless be included as readings when we attend the first annual literary conference of the Postmodernist, Minimalist, Neo-Symbolist, Pseudo-Realist School of Literature. Here goes. Puppy for the Defense, or The Prosecution, by Gabriel Redborn. Chapter 1. Edwin Puppy got all the bad jobs. Today, it was a document dump. Boxes and boxes and boxes of it sent over from the prosecutor's office. Puppy had always thought the defense were the good guys. He hadn't reckoned on corporate defense, those sleazy weasels whose job was to help clients get out of paying their obligations. This was a workers' compensation case based on something called a repetitive stress injury, an injury that happens not all at once, but through the repetition of a stressful action, sometimes over a period of years. Mr. Davis, a miner of some type, was clearly injured and had clearly been injured on the job. But since two different insurance companies had covered his employer over the man's working life, each was trying to blame the injury on the other. Nobody wanted to pay, just like always. Puppy looked at the towering boxes of documents and sighed. "Man up, Puppy," said senior partner Sylvanus Panther, who never seemed to do any work but smoked a really big cigar. But Edwin Puppy could not man up, because he was a puppy. The end. Puppy for the Defense, or The Prosecution. Chapter 2. Edwin Puppy had a problem. He wanted to work for the good guys. This meant that he wanted sometimes to prosecute and sometimes to defend. As had been explained to young Mr. Puppy, a trial lawyer is either a prosecutor or a defender. You couldn't switch back and forth. This seemed so unfair. Puppy thought he should be able to represent the side he thought was right. The other lawyers laughed and shook their heads, but Puppy remained unconvinced. It occurred to him that he could work for both a noble defense firm and a fearless prosecutor's office, though of course neither could know about the other. This would take considerable skill, but young Mr. Puppy was optimistic, clever, and full of energy. Sifting quickly through the mountains of meaningless files, he began evolving his clever plan. He would have thought twice about this, had he known where it would lead. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the message was lost. For want of a message, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. All for the want of a horseshoe nail. Edwin Puppy was about to become the little piece of grit that caused the loss of the first nail and the beginning of the chain reaction. If Mr. Panther ever found out, Mr. Panther would bite him. Editor's note: the firm in question is called Horse, Fish, Panther, and Puppy. All but Puppy are senior partners. Why he is a name partner without being a senior partner and usually stuck in the mailroom is something we may never know. The end. Puppy for the Defense, or the Prosecution. Chapter 3. Edwin Puppy thought out his plot, the bare bones of his clever plan, and he was very fond of bones. Slowly and carefully he developed it, modeling himself on his heroes from legal novels and TV shows. Mike from Suits and the firm of Upshaw, Parker, and Lane from John Grisham's The Rooster Bar. Nobody from Boston Legal, which he found deeply shocking. He would have a secret name that he would use in the prosecutor's office. He would be Edward Young Dog. No one would ever guess that they were the same person because he would wear a disguise. The basic concept was an idea whose time had come, and in the alternate universe where technology still worked, it was almost immediately picked up by a big streaming service, which parlayed Mr. Puppy's travails and adventures into a weekly series of many episodes. It was rumored that a second season was under development. Karima, who advised on this project or was connected with it somehow, saw two other legal shows whose heroes' personalities, looks, and attitudes toward the law were remarkably similar to Puppy's, but swears she had the idea before she saw them. She was told she was just plugged into the zeitgeist. The end.